This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wednesday, the 30th of August, and on the air, in the air, everywhere, is the DJV show, literally and figuratively, radio stations. You can get the podcast at blogtalkradio.com. You can follow us on any one of the devices that you may have. You want to listen to the whole show and you can't get us on the radio, help yourself to Tune In Radio and search for Doug Steffen now with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Happy to be along to help you understand how well your government is working or not. I suppose maybe the subtext here is, are your taxes at work? So, from all accounts of what's going on in Houston, and there is certainly plenty of focus on the devastation there, I hear and sense a lot of complaining about the local government and the mayor and some of the county officials and even the state. But I haven't heard any complaints about the feds. Yesterday, I think the president was there, and the best that the news media could do is make fun of Melania's shoes. I don't see, is there anything else? Am I missing something? Has this turned out to be a win? Not that it ought to be considered a win. This is a very, very delicate situation, or a serious situation, and ought to be abstract when it comes to politics. But I did see something, Jennifer, that I felt like it would be fun to take a shot at because I just never liked him. You remember I said, if you vote for Cruz, you're a loser. If you vote for Cruz or whatever I said, you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Mm-hmm. So he was the number one guy getting in the way of aid after the situation in New York. What was the storm?
Hurricane Sandy.
Sandy, that was it. So he said, nah, we don't need those guys.
Well,
plenty
it wasn't money. Just him. It was about five different representatives, five different congressmen from Texas that voted right. against the aid package to Sandy. And so now right. a ton of the media coverage has been, hey, you want me? Yeah. You want some federal aid now? What do you have to say yeah. for yourself?
Different when the shoe's on the other foot, you big phony. Right?
All right, well, sorry. I mean, I don't think that, it, you know, I know, still like Ted Cruz. But,
I don't like him at all. Never did.
I know.
Yeah, okay. So let's keep going. Your
okay.
government at work, right. The Food and Drug Administration announcing a crackdown on dangerous stem cell clinics, while at the same time pledging to ease the path to approval for companies with legitimate treatments in the stem cell field. Remember, this was during the George Bush years, I believe, when stem cell critics with a whole study about what happens if you can harvest stem cells and how it will help your health, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you knew then, and we certainly know now, the biotech companies are all over this. As a matter of fact, there are a couple of ships floating around out in the ocean in international waters who are up to their mickey in all kinds of things. Some people would call it unscrupulous. I don't know what to call it. I've heard it referred to as regenerative medicine, and it includes stem cell therapy, gene therapy, immunotherapy, using the blood, how they enhance the blood. What's that called? PPA or something? PP. It's PP, not that kind of PP, but you know, PP. Something.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, well, it's plasma.
Keep trying, them. Though, because that's
yeah.
Thank you. Anyway, the FDA says it will not allow deceitful actors to take advantage of vulnerable patients by purporting to have treatments or cures for serious diseases without any proof that it works. And that is where the rub comes in. Because as we all know, there are plenty of benefits from taking supplements, but a lot of people in the government want to shut down the supplement business because it hasn't been approved by the FDA, which, as we all know, also approves things that ultimately end up killing people. So it's a big how do you do and what do we do. In this circumstance, I think sometimes people do find that they go down these roads because they'll do anything to survive. They'll spend any amount of money if they have lots of money. Look at some of the circumstances that have... I remember Steve McQueen, when he was dying of some rare form of cancer, he spent millions of dollars going to Mexico, getting Laetrile treatments there, and he went to Europe, went to Canada, but ultimately at 56 he still died. But he had, that's a choice. He had the money, he wanted to do it, so it's a free country in that sense. Or is it, really? Is it a free country? If we want to do these things, why should we let the government tell us we can't do it if we want to do it? It's like committing suicide. You want to commit suicide? Go ahead, commit suicide. There's no skin off my nose. Why does the government have to get involved in that? It's against the law to commit suicide. Really, what are you going to do about it after the guy commits suicide? It's ridiculous. And some of this other stuff is, if you want to spend your money on stuff, it's the other side of it, though. Most of the time, if people have money, you'd like to think they were smart enough to know how to spend it. But sometimes you get yourself into a situation where you're in a pickle. You do anything because you just want to survive. And I wonder, at what price survival? You ever think about that? If you really had something that was horrible, or somebody you knew had something that was horrible, would you want to keep them going, knowing that ultimately, I guess we say that for all of us, ultimately our fate is all the same. But why do you want to, what is there about life that makes us want to cling on to it, even if it's horrible? Do you ever think about that? Why would you want to?
No.
I know.
I'm serious. Why would you want to hold on to life if life was horrible?
If you have if you're suffering from a terminal illness, then, Kevorkian style, like, I'm down with that.
Right.
But
I thought he was
other
great,
than, yeah, other than that, and I think everyone should have a right to end their life if that's, their choice and their suffering or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, no, I don't think about.
But if you don't have a choice in being born, do you have a choice in dying? I mean, should you? Should you just wait until it's your biology?
There's a great philosophical question.
I mean, I don't agree with that.
Do we have a choice about being born? I think we do have a choice about being born.
Well, maybe you do. But in our minds, where does that come from? It comes from, so do we get that control? Or is there some other force? Is there some other force that determines our place here and now? I mean, and do you want to mess
heavy,
with that force?
It? Heavy stuff. Messing with it.
But
yeah.
Kind of the opposite of that, if you don't get a choice in whether you get to come into this life because someone else has made that decision to create you, and I'm talking parents, not a higher being, then it would be nice if you would have the option on how you go out. You don't have the option of, or the choice of how you come in, so I think you should get the choice of how you go out. I don't think it's great that someone else gets to make the decision of how you come in and how you go out.
How much of a factor...
But is it all about you? That's the thing. I mean, this is something that could be so much bigger. We just don't have the brains to understand it.
But why?
It's true. I mean, none of us have the answer here.
None
of us knows why or if there's something next or what's next or,
Yeah.
I mean, alien ant farm. Who knows?
So, Jennifer, you're so funny. The reality is that... That life, as we know it and like it and love it and embrace it and want to cherish it, sometimes it gets to the point where we want to, and sometimes, by the way, these things work. I know people who buy, I've used Steve McQueen as an example, but the other side of it is I've known people who have gone to Canada to get sulfur treatments and cancer's gone. I've known people who have gone down to Brzezinski's clinic in Houston, by the way. Dr. Brzezinski only deals with fatal tumors. 94% of the people that come out of that clinic live another 5 to 10 years. And so, but they, it's a concierge. The insurance is not going to pay for that. And one wonders then about the illegality of suicide. How does insurance, does anybody know, if you commit suicide, does your insurance policy become null and void if you have...
Yes.
It does?
Yes. I've heard that a lot, yeah.
So why?
I believe life insurance policies, because then it's not something that's catastrophic that's taking you out. You're making the choice.
It's not natural.
So what difference does it make? You're still going. Why is it their business?
Take it up with the insurance company, pal.
Well,
right. What do you want me to do about it?
You get my drift. All right. Television in the news. Television shows for tonight. What are you going to do to occupy yourself? I'm going to talk about the Walt Disney special I saw last night. Jennifer's going to update you on what's on the tube tonight. Maybe another story or two. Stand by for that. 16 after the hour.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 4th. With colors like Picnic, Pressed Flower, and August Moon, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing. All right, let's get to it. You want to give us the schedule for tonight before I do the review I had of the
Disney?
I can
tell you're ready. You're like hot and ready to go on this Disney special. All right. Tonight on TV, America's Got Talent. So this we'll find out who will go through in the third round of live results. 7 of 12 acts from last night's show will move on to the semifinal round of the competition coming down to the end. America's Got Talent, 8 p.m. on NBC Suits, airs its milestone 100th episode.
Good show.
So that's a big deal. You don't realize that show, it's kind of like the little engine that could, that has 100 episodes behind it. Salvation is a new series, summer series for CBS. That's got a new episode at 9 p.m. And a couple of fun things. Garage Rehab, I think, is kind of interesting from someone who has a terrible garage and needs some help with it. This team, Richard Rawlings and his team, traveled the country to help struggling shop owners get their businesses back on track, their lives back on track. So if you like cars, if you like grunting around, you can watch Garage Rehab. That's 10 p.m. on Discovery. And Younger is new tonight on TV Land at 10.
All right. PBS is running a special, two-part special, on the life of Walt Disney from his early years, what his upbringing was like, influences on his life, how he really got at it. By the time he was 20, he was in business, a go-getter, someone who had a burning desire and the capacity and the talent to make things happen. Was he perfect? No. Long way from it. Interesting things, though, what you learn. Anybody who's successful, I would say anybody in life, there are good sides to us and there are bad sides to all of us, no matter who or what it is. Disney was an you never saw any of the pictures that we saw or the film or movies of him in this two-hour special last night. Pretty much all of them showed him with a butt in his mouth or holding on to a butt. He's a chain smoker all through his life, and that's what killed him at the age of 65. If you look at some of the old, I didn't realize this when I was a kid watching Disney on TV, but he had horrible teeth. You look at some of the old pictures of him from smoking, just horrible.
I didn't realize he was only 65 when he died.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh. Is he frozen?
Yes, he is.
Really?
Anyway,
where he is? I mean...
Well, and have some crematorium somewhere, or some mausoleum, not a crematorium. Crematorium, they burn you up. It's a good show. If you get a chance to see it, I think it's very telling about a guy who contributed a lot to our lives.
We should make that movie. When they defrost Walt Disney, what happens? That'd be a great movie.
Jay-Z will be the musical guest for Saturday Night Live Season 43 premiere next month with host Ryan Gosling. Anybody care anymore about SNL? Anybody really pay any attention to
SNL? If it's a good host, I'll watch it.
Yeah, right.
I like Ryan Gosling, so I'll be watching that.
Yeah, he's going to star in Blade Runner 2049, which will be out this fall, and that's why he's the host of the show. 21 after the hour, it's the DJV show.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
True love never has to hide.
True love never has to hide.
Trade your broken wings for mine.
Trade your broken wings for mine.
I've seen your sighs and kissed your cries.
Music time this hour of the EKB Experience. We've chosen three different pieces of music here to tell three different stories, one of them involving Beyoncé, who is in talks to record the new theme from the next James Bond movie. A lot of rumors about Daniel Craig, and now the rumors are on the next Bond theme song. Number of sources reporting that Beyoncé is in talks to record the title track from the next movie. Adele has, I thought, sort of sewn up the next one because they were talking about getting the two of them back for the
but
next.
But do they ever really repeat?
Yes. Yeah, they
but
had.
But who? Just Dame Shirley Bassey, right? She's the only one who's repeated.
Shirley Bassey did, I think she did three or four of them.
Yeah, but no one else has ever repeated.
I don't think so. I think you may be right there.
But so that would be. But I think that they've gotten away from that era of repeating. That's what I mean. I think in all the modern times, it's a one-off thing. Although I do think that Adele's Skyfall is the best Bond theme ever.
Yeah, it was very good.
It's amazing.
Which one? Sam Smith did the one before that, right?
He did the one after.
After. He doesn't do anything. It was Spectre. It was the one after.
Yeah, I liked it the first time I heard it, but then when you saw it with the movie, it just didn't really do all that much. It hasn't been memorable the way that Skyfall was.
Like, you know Skyfall, she saw the movie and then wrote it. You know, like, you could just get that connection from it.
And apparently Beyoncé spoke to Adele before she met with the Broccoli family. And she told her, Adele told Beyoncé how her writing and performing gave her an amazing career boost.
Gave her an Oscar.
Does Beyoncé need a boost?
No, but she could use an Oscar, maybe.
Yeah, well, can we all?
Yeah.
Unless you and I write some music for a Bond theme.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jay-Z, who's married to Beyoncé, may be helping her. I can see interest in her. I don't get him at all. But that's
I think I would be interested to hear, though. I don't know what the next James Bond movie is going to be like, but I think she's...
Like every other one that they
Yeah, but she's Beyoncé has had some pretty epic songs, so I think that she would be able to pull it off for sure.
Yeah, I think it depends on what the story is, you know? I mean,
One thing you can count on in a James Bond movie, and that is it's going to be what you expect. I don't think I've ever, I've seen every James Bond movie, never been to one that I came out of, oh, that's a terrible movie. It is exact, they are so smart about that. They know how to produce what people are expecting. And that, I mean, I suppose maybe it's more of a challenge because of all the technology stuff.
Yeah. I think in the next one, you know, Skyfall, to me, was the perfect James Bond movie.
Yeah.
It was his backstory. It was I mean, there was so much there. And then Spectre really felt like an ending for me, for Daniel Craig. It really, you know, it tied up all the loose ends. I think the only thing they can do now that they've convinced him to come back is to go way back to an origin story or something.
Huh.
I think they're going to have to, it just can't be the same thing. It ended. You know, there was an ending there. There's a period on the end of that sentence. So I think they have a big challenge by bringing him back.
All right, next up, Demi Lovato. You pronounce it Demi? Demi?
Demi.
Demi. Demi. She sang the national anthem at that fight the other night, and she said that's something that she wanted to do. She's also trying to do other things in her life, like master martial arts, jiu-jitsu. She says she's got her blue belt in it. Likes Brazilian. What's the difference between Brazilian jiu-jitsu and Chinese jiu-jitsu?
I don't know. I'm not into mixed martial arts.
Yeah. So what is her? I don't even know what she looks like. Is she somebody who looks like she can take care of herself, or is this somebody?
Yeah, she's kind of stocky, and she actually just came out with a new line for Fabletics, which is an athletic wear company.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's, as far as I can tell from her body type, looks like she works out a lot.
Oh yeah, she's into this stuff.
So she's not like, was she like Pink? You were telling me about Pink the other day.
Similar. I'd say similar body type. Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Okay. All right. So that's that story. 28 after. This is the Story Central. DJV.
In today's Automotive News, Mercedes-Benz parent company is making a big investment in a flying taxi startup. Daimler invested $30 million in German Volocopter. They've been working on a vertical takeoff and landing aircraft since 2011. Their taxi would be able to take off without any runway. The aircraft, dubbed the Volocopter 2, is the second-generation vehicle, approved as an ultralight vehicle in Germany. It can recharge in 40 minutes from a fast DC charging system. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over. Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Never. I hope we all live forever, and the last voice you hear is mine. 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, working our way through more storm information. Last night, 8,300 people spent the night at the George R. Brown Convention Center. How many people spent the night at the church that Joel Osteen has? Zero. Yeah, but it's just one of those things. I don't know why. I'm just here observing, and I know that I get it in the neck every time I talk about Joel Osteen. Anyway, there are more important things going on down there, including all of the news networks. They sent their anchors down and their reporters down there, and they're all blowing in the wind, and you wonder why. What do you have to send somebody down there for? Anyway, okay, so you interview the lady who's in homeless shelter, and what's it like? What are you going to get out of those people? Oh, it's terrible. I lost my shirt. I don't have a home to go. You know, some of the stories are horrible, really and truly. Some of the stories are, certainly this sounds even silly to say, life-changing. There will be thousands, if not tens of thousands of people whose lives will never, ever, ever be the same. And unless you've been through something like that, you really don't understand it. This storm has broken the continental U.S. rainfall record. It's in southwest Louisiana today. And you can look at some of the time-lapse photography. Have you seen some of it? The floodwater is going up in Houston.
Oh.
I think that it's just a... It's something that, unless you actually live through it, I'm looking at some video right now of a street sign that, you know, street signs are up in the air, what, 10 feet? And all you can see is a foot of the street sign. The rest of it's all underwater in some of these low-lying areas. And it's still the rain, the wind still continues pouring. It's pouring there today. So, anyway, but I just wonder... Why it's necessary, I guess because everybody does it. Got to have your person down there because the next guy's dead. Stand in the street with a, you know how those, at 11 o'clock or 6 o'clock, the reporters are standing live outside the police station in Fredericksburg because there was some story that originated earlier in the day in Fredericksburg. So they feel like they have to be there. Why? You're not going to be able to pass along the information? Like there are 17,000 people at the moment who have no place to live, no place to go. There are thousands and thousands and thousands in shelters, and then there are thousands and thousands of people who are living in a car, or they're just outside, they're just there. So, anyway, there are lots of people who are sending shoes, clothing. Don't send food. There are no beds. Part of the problem.
There are mattress companies who've donated so many mattresses, but there just aren't enough beds.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Say they put them on the floor.
Well, they are. Oh, they are. They're not, like, on cots. I mean, that's...
Yeah, what I get a kick out of, and this goes back to what I just said a few minutes ago about having reporters there. Oh, it's terrible. I don't have a bed to sleep in. Hello. The forefathers in this country never slept in beds. People traveled across the country for months, and they slept on the ground. So, you know, people think, oh, my God, I don't have a bed to sleep in. You know what? For many of you...
Wait a minute. Are you making fun of victims right now?
No, I'm making fun of people who complain.
Well, who's complaining that they don't have a bed?
If you look at some of this stuff, these coverage, these stories from CBS or ABC or NBC, I saw one yesterday. It was a woman complaining, oh, my bed.
Okay, maybe not having a bed is not the most important thing, but you would also be upset if there was a flood and you didn't have a bed.
No,
you would probably...
Yes, you don't have... I'd be thankful...
That's
still alive.
Okay. That's great to say now, but if you were in that situation, I don't know if you would say that.
I would, because I have a different grasp of reality. I'm not all turned on or into.
All right.
See, the thing that's interesting, and your impatience is interesting here, in my telling the story the way I did, is it's based on my experience of having slept on many nights on the ground or outside or in some circumstance that may not have been of my choosing. What I'm suggesting here is, and what you're seemingly with your tone suggesting is a little, I'm being a little short, is that this is horrible because it doesn't match with what most people's realities are. Most people are not very tough. Most people have not experienced lack. Most people have had it pretty good in this country. And so when something like this happens, it sounds like sort of it sounds superficial. To me, anyway. You can read it any way you want to, and you can criticize me if you want to. I'm just relating it from my perspective. The worst thing that has happened here isn't that people don't have a bed to sleep in.
I think everyone would agree with
that. The worst thing that happened is a lot of people have died. A lot of people have lost all their belongings. A lot of people have lost their homes. And so that, to me, ought to be the focus, not some woman whining because she doesn't have a bed to sleep.
But I think the thing is that that woman could have also lost all of her belongings and everything, and she might not know where her family is or anything
like that.
And so the idea is that maybe in a situation like that, all you want is a small comfort, like sleeping in a bed because you don't have anything else.
Well, maybe.
So I think it's just important in a situation like this where people are victims and they've lost everything is to not immediately look at them and say, well, would you stop complaining about this? Look at all the other terrible things. Like, she's going through a terrible thing, so maybe we should just have a little empathy.
Well, that may be the way you read it. I'm pretty good at reading things, and I read it.
People with empathy would read it that way, but...
Right,
you know.
Maybe. So, I happen to have lots of empathy. I just don't have it in this circumstance for that particular person.
But here's the other thing. You also complain a lot about the news media. This could also be the news media mentioning, well, it doesn't look like there are a lot of beds here, and baiting someone into saying, yeah, I don't even have a bed. dead. Yeah. And then that's taken out of context because it's some person who needs to make a name for themselves and have an article with a different slant than someone else.
Absolutely could be that way.
I mean, we've all been in those situations where, you know, you have to ask someone a lot of questions and you take a sound, it's a sound bite.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't really know. That could have been 10 minutes of the woman being devastated that she lost everything and, you know, and then it's one quote about a bed.
And that's what gets taken out of context, which is sort of what fake news is all. What's the real news? And the other side of it is, even though we have empathy and we're sending money and we're suggesting, if you want to go to look at that Facebook.com TJV show posting of all of the places that you can donate, that's cool. We're not there, so we really don't know, unless you're there firsthand, what actually is going on. I mean, I keep looking at these things where these people are trying to make Joel Osteen the story, and I still can't tell you that I know what the real story is. I don't know what's fake, and I don't know what's real about that. And that could be said for a lot of the other things that are going on, because the news media so over-dramatizes things, so overcooks things, and so you don't really know. We know that the Houston area has been hit by a very, very serious storm. I sound like Trump a little bit here. It's a very bad situation. Well, yeah, it is in a simplistic way. It is. And so the emphasis, I hope, is on what can be done to help the people who are in need. Because the rest of it, you can't change Mother Nature. You're not going to stop the storm. It just is what it is. But from this point, I got to tell you that I think that this thing, that some of the information has been good and accurate, but I'm not sure that I'm comfortable really knowing what's going on because I don't trust the source. Maybe that's the bottom line here. Does that make sense? At all?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to wade through with, news gets tied in with social media posts and you don't really know what's real. It's, I mean, to me, going back to the whole Melania wearing heels thing, that's everywhere. Right. It is stupid. And, she wore heels getting on the plane. There's nothing wrong with that. And she looks chic as always, but she wore sneakers to the thing. To me, The buried lead here, and I love pointing out when leads get buried.
Like that. Yes.
The buried lead here is, why the hell, going to the press briefing, would she wear a baseball cap that says FLOTUS on it? It's not about you. It's about the victims. That, to me, is much more obnoxious than the in-between First Lady of the United States, like POTUS and FLOTUS. Okay. She's wearing a baseball cap that just says FLOTUS across it. Like, why would you do that? Like, that, to me, is that's the real flub.
I think it's all a bunch of nonsense. Let's focus.
Well, it's putting all the focus on herself and not actually why they're there.
Not if you don't pay any attention to it. It's just the cap for me.
She's standing there in the press briefing with FLOTUS, and you can't miss it.
Yeah.
It's like the hat's on her head.
I don't see that. I don't agree with you on that one. But that's what makes the world.
I just think that's very self-aggrandizing.
I got it. I heard that. I got that. I think that you'd think that though about her.
I don't actually. I like her.
Every time,
I don't have any. I don't. And you said this to me yesterday. I totally disagree with you. I do not have any beef with Melania Trump at all.
Okay.
At all. I've never said anything negative about her. If anything, I've defended her against people who want to slam her. And I think that this whole shoe thing is ridiculous. To me,
yes.
I think the hat thing. She did make a mistake with the hat.
Okay. Got it. Next, the friendliest city in America. The annual traveler survey to find the friendliest places in our country from Condé Nast. Anybody read that anymore?
Condé Nast is a publishing company.
Yeah, but they have Condé Nast Traveler is one of their magazines.
I read the online travel,
One reader wrote, people speak to each other. The number one, you want to do the top 10? Let's do the top 10 friendliest cities in America, focusing on cities and Houston and stuff. All right, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Want to do the big burst announcer or not?
Are we starting with 10 or are we starting with
10? Starting with 10. Always start at 10, go to number 1.
Number 10.
Number 10 in the list of the most friendly cities in America, Park City, Utah, which is a little south and west, if I remember, of Salt Lake City.
Number 9.
Sedona, Arizona. I don't understand. What a great place.
I've always wanted to go there.
It's fabulous. You'd like it. The energy's great, but it's become a tourista haven now. Its roots have been shaken a little.
Number 8.
Asheville, North Carolina. Get that.
That's fabulous, very pretty. Place. I love it there.
Yeah, it's very, It's really millennial heaven.
Number seven.
Jackson, Wyoming.
Number
like
six.
Good place. Savannah, Georgia's number six.
Number five.
Ashland, Oregon.
Number four.
Nashville.
Number three.
Key West.
Number two.
Telluride.
Where is that one?
Telluride, Colorado.
Oh. Gotcha.
Oh, sorry. You didn't know.
Number one.
Big skiing place. Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, so, Charleston. Charleston's great.
Yeah. Charleston is perfectly designed for visitors to be comfortable, safe, and well taken care of, says the story. In short, even as the city grows, Southern hospitality lives. Some of the stuff. There's South Carolina, North Carolina sometimes get a bad political rap. Maybe sometimes they deserve it, but it's a great place. The Carolinas, I think, are, in terms of beauty, some of our most beautiful states.
The Outer Banks of North Carolina are just, gorgeous.
All right, here's another list. This is the list of the 10 most literate cities. Are you ready for this? This is cities of 250,000 or more. These are the most literate. That is where people have the most residents with higher educations. That's what this is all about. So these cities represent numbers of people who have higher degrees of education.
Master's, I guess, degree. College towns are going to be big.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go through the list. Number 10.
I was just letting you do it this time.
Number 10.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Having worked there, I don't know that I agree with that. But let's keep going.
Number 9.
Portland, Oregon. Very progressive city. I could understand Portland being on this list of the most literate cities.
Number 8.
Louisville, Kentucky. Don't know much about Louisville. It's one of those interesting...
They've got a big school there.
On the cusp, yeah, it is.
A couple schools, I think, right, in Louisville. Yeah.
Number 7.
Washington, as in District of Columbia.
Makes
number
sense.
6.
Yeah, but you look at the population in the public schools, what they're encountering here. Number 6 is Pittsburgh, which I also find kind of interesting.
Number 5.
San Francisco. I can understand how that would be an illiterate city list.
Number 4.
Atlanta. Very cosmopolitan city. Changing very rapidly. I get that.
Number 3.
Same can be said for Denver. Which is the number 3 city here. Yeah. You can be surprised at number 1. Go ahead. Number 2.
Number 2.
Seattle. No surprise there, but you are going to be surprised at number 1.
Number 1.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis is the
Minneapolis
most literate
is
city.
Is the most literate city in our country. More people there have graduate degrees living there than any other city in our country. If I know
that's wild.
Do you
want
to know what the least literate city is?
Sure. Yeah.
El Paso.
Really?
Huh.
Fewer people have higher education. I understand that because there's so many immigrants there.
We've got a lot of listeners there, too.
Yeah, we do. Hi, El Paso.
You know, I'm interested about Minneapolis, though. Do they have any big industry there? Like any really big companies that are headquartered there?
MyPillow.
I don't imagine, well, not to say anything about MyPillow, but I'm just curious. You know, we talked about Seattle and stuff, and they have Amazon and Microsoft
and
Boeing.
San Francisco has, like,
yeah,
Silicon
so they've got
Valley
a lot of big companies that people go out there to. Some
3M company is headquartered in Minneapolis, but I don't know of any other big companies there. Minneapolis is a place that is great about 6 months out of the year.
It's cold.
Huh?
I had to fly through there once in February, and I had a day of layover. That's cold.
Yeah. Cold place. All right, anyway, cold place as opposed to cold play. But I thought that was an interesting list, a couple of comparatives for those of us who are looking for something that's better than the continuing focus on Houston. But I would send you, again, to our Facebook page to decide where you want to send the money. I think ASPCA is a good choice as well.
Yeah.
Check it out at facebook.com/DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
There's no reason to be afraid.
Birds are not aggressive creatures, miss. They bring beauty into the world.
That might be true for one bird, but thousands of birds? That's a different story.
I hardly think a few birds are going to bring about the end of the world.
I think you're the cause of all this.
I think you're evil!
One of the most terrifying films of all time. The Birds.
Isn't this the movie where the birds eat the eyeballs out of the people?
Yes, Alfred Hitchcock, 1963.
Great. That's amazing.
You don't like
did
that
you
movie?
You see that as a baby? Were you alive in 63?
No, I was not. And the reason I bring that up, because I was reading a poll. It was taken online by the retailer FYE. Said that people born in the 1980s and 2000s, that means people dug under the age of 50, say they do not like watching movies made pre-1970s, which means they may not get a chance to watch one of the great movies of all time, one of my favorites, The Birds from 63, Alfred Hitchcock. What do you think of that poll?
I think I actually agree. I find myself, if I see an old movie now, unless it's somebody that has a really powerful star like Cary Grant or Glenn Ford or John Wayne or somebody like that, I find looking at old movies to be troubling, or not troubling.
Really?
Though.
Like, okay, let's
tired,
go back.
Tedious.
That's kind of the opposite of me, though. Maybe it's like a new millennial thing. My friends and I have all been on a kick of old movies lately, and I saw The Birds not long ago, and Psycho, and I think they're great. I mean, just the other night I watched an old movie with Jack Lemmon called The Apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, good movie.
Yeah, and that was a good movie, too. So I don't know, maybe the tide is changing. Yeah.
Now, I get certain people that don't like watching black and white movies. I certainly can understand, you know, it feels a little weird. But a movie like The Wizard of Oz from 39, there's just so many good movies. But, I mean, I get that to a point, but there's so many movies, if you just have that prejudice against a movie pre-70, you're going to miss a lot of good stuff.
All right, I want to talk to you in a moment about the... Walt Disney story. It's on PBS, and what this overview of his life tells us about the early cartoons and the early animated movies that he did. Pretty compelling stuff right after this.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, so Chucker,
yeah,
the PBS special, it's a, I think a two-parter, 4 hours on the life of Disney, with a focus on his early cartoons, how he came to be, what his work ethic was, the people that worked for him, the creating of Snow White and Pinocchio and Bambi and things, the way that it was done. It was a business. You know, we think about going to the movies and just sort of relaxing and enjoying it, but behind the scenes, this guy was a driven man.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, and
I mean, look, to this day, there's no doubt, entertainment-wise, Disney's the most powerful entity still on Earth.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's great that Disney exists because at least it gives families some purity in what they get a chance to see at movie theaters, which I think is good.
Right, it is.
I can't bring my daughter to see it all the time.
No. Did you see the judge ruled against the Leonard Skinner movie release? The two members of his family killed in the accident have won an injunction against the movie called Street Survivor.
I didn't see that story, no.
Yeah, the true story of the Leonard Skinner plane crash, supposedly.
Wow, okay.
And I don't know who's going to go watch that. But all right, you got 1 second for another story.
An organization for clowns coming out against the movie It, saying it will set clowns back decades. It's pretty scary, and kids are scared of clowns, so they have a valid point.
Yeah, don't go see the movie. 59.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.